It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Friday here, we have a Donnie Football Friday. Do you have a Waynesburg shirt on there?
I
only see the top of it. What does it say? Is that an old football shirt you guys used to wear around?
No, it just has the logo on it, a little W in the
Did you have pregame meals with the team?
Yeah, we would.
What would the fare be like? Yeah. What would it be like? Little pasta?
Yeah, I feel like they always up their game a little bit. Like the cafeteria staff always up the game a little bit for things like that.
And was it all bus rides at Waynesburg? To your games, games?
Yeah.
What was the furthest you had to go?
Thomas More was still in the conference then.
How far?
That's like that's just into Kentucky, like basically right next to Cincinnati.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were the bus rides like, Donnie? A lot of interaction? Was there a keg on the bus? Anything like that? Were you listening to your music? Were you eating food? You must have really bonded with your teammates.
I would say mostly on the way there, it was like more of a business mentality, like have the headphones in, have the music going, or whatever you listen to.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, it all depended on how things went.
Right. If you win, yeah, Everybody's happy.
It'd be a little bit more fun, yeah.
Now, would you read an old school book, like have an actual book in your hands? Would you do your homework on the way there, or were you totally focused? And do you remember those bus trips fondly?
I mean, some of the times I would try to sleep. I would normally just chill and listen to music.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't play a ton, so I didn't really have to worry about like, oh man, they might need me to hop in here.
Was there a hierarchy?
But on the on like the JV rides that we had.
Yeah.
Then yeah, those were a little bit more fun. That was also a little bit more free. Like, you didn't have as much to worry about.
Right.
I feel.
Yeah. Less pressure.
Yeah.
Was there a hierarchy? I used to travel with the Penguins. You get on the bus. The GM was Craig Patrick. He had the first seat. Then the coaches. Then the players. And it seemed like the best players wanted to sit in the way back of the bus. Was there a hierarchy on the Waynesburg football bus?
I would say it was kind of similar, yeah. Whereas like seniors/starters, they got first dibs, and then you kind of just filled it out from there.
Did you ever have a coach want to talk to you on the bus ride, pull you aside, maybe give you a pointer or reprimand you on the way home?
Me? No, not on a Waynesburg bus.
Because you didn't play that much?
Probably, yeah. He's probably like, why would I waste too much time going here?
Limits, do you have any questions about Donnie's bus rides?
You know, I have a lot of questions actually, but I'll just keep it simple. The types of bus, Donnie, were they the coach buses? I remember when
Or was it a school bus?
Didn't fly ahead. Right? Joe was insinuating maybe you flew for one of your games.
I didn't know. Yeah, maybe Waynesburg chartered a flight.
We're not W&J over here.
Imagine that. No, they were coach buses, which were nice. Yeah.
So how
we're not dealing with the school bus,
right? But you're packed in like sardines. You're right next to another guy. Would you choose your bus mate or random?
I mean, sometimes it would be random.
Yeah.
I would say a lot of the times just because I was more in the section of like guys that had to fill out the bus. They're also normally run two buses.
Right.
Because D3 football teams have so many freaking players. There's like 115 guys on each team.
Now on those Penguins planes, the food was unbelievable. I'd sit at my on the plane, it would be the same thing. The GM and the coaches up front, then media. So I'd be on there with, you know, Steige, Bibbs, Mike Lang would be sitting across from me. Peter Taglianetti back then was the analyst. And after the game, you just go to town, Donnie. I mean, we had pasta, a little chicken parmesan, people having glasses of wine. It was unbelievable. What did they have for you after the games? A little meal you could take on the bus and where from? A little McDonald's?
It would depend on where. Pizza was pretty common. I feel like there were a lot of cases where it was, if there was any nearby pizza place,
yes,
wherever the hell we were at, they would just have like a little personal one that each player had, which was pretty nice.
Did any of your road games include like a fiery crowd, a good enthusiastic crowd watching you guys?
I mean, some of those schools definitely have, like, if it's like a night game or yeah, something, you see the energy up a little bit. Now, Waynesburg home games were never at night. They're always like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
St. Vincent is always 1 p.m. But like Grove City will have night games here and there. Thomas More was normally early in the day, which was nice because the travel back was so far.
Yeah.
But yes, some of those schools, like if you got them at a night game or like homecoming, it would
be a good football atmosphere.
Yeah, like I'm a firm believer that homecoming is a lot more appreciated at a small school.
That's interesting. Limits, do you have any other questions about Donnie's Waynesburg football career?
Well, I know Donnie gave up his Waynesburg football career to pursue broadcasting. That was a pretty good decision, huh, Joe?
Did Lanny Fratteri help you with that decision? Did you consult with him?
I did, a lot. Yeah.
Wow, and what did he say?
I mean, he thought, which it has worked out to this point, that I think this, he said, I think this could be one of the best decisions you ever make.
Wow.
And he said, like, no shot at your football ability, but, like, I was kind of getting behind, I felt, where some of my, you know, broadcasting buddies were at.
Right.
At that point.
Well, yeah. Two thoughts there. One is I have tremendous respect for anybody who plays college sports at any level. My brother was
a lot. It is a huge commitment.
He was a running back, undersized running back at Brockport and also at Buff State. And then two, I forgot what number two was going to be. Oh, Lanny Fratteri giving you that advice was gigantic. Now, he has said to City Limits that he wants City Limits to insist on his real name being used more. I'm glad he didn't say that to you. Because you are Donnie Football. That's who you are.
He probably has those feelings internally.
He's told me to tell Donnie that.
Donnie Football should have that trademark. Have you thought about that? Have it trademarked?
I haven't really thought about that.
I mean, honestly, the bigger you get in this town, and I'm being serious about this, just to impart a little Lanny Fratteri-like advice, I would get that trademarked. You are Donnie Football.
I got to look into that. Take it to the people at the public offices.
Yeah.
Yes, you are, Donnie.
And then with City Limits, I mean, you know, go ask Horse what happened to him. He was just Joe Kopp. When he became Horse, he became a celebrity.
Yeah, Lanny's never been huge on the cutesy nicknames.
Yeah.
That's something he's definitely taught us going through. So I could kind of predict that he wasn't huge on City Limits or Austin P or whatever else.
Mr. P. Well, he didn't like that either. I think Lanny is mad at me because our last golf round at Chartiers, it was a competition, him and his friend against me and my friend. And I jokingly, I think, accused him of fixing a hole at one point. And I think it didn't go through as a joke. I haven't heard from him since.
Who did he have with him? Jim Render, Jim Leland?
No. I wish it was one of those guys. I forget.
It was Ryan Recker.
It was Ryan Recker. That's who it was.
Yeah, Lanny told me about this golf outing, and he called me when he was on the course with you guys.
What did he say?
He said, Austin, where are you? Why aren't you here? You're supposed to be calling the play-by-play of our golf outing.
It was the wrecking ball. You're right. Did he say that I insulted him?
No, he did not.
Okay. I didn't mean to.
I was calling a volleyball match that night, or else I would have went.
All right. Well, I'm glad we have that all sorted out, Donnie. You're probably wondering why you've been called in. I just got curious about that. Donnie Football Fridays, we're going to really dig into what I think might be the game of the week in the NFL. It's certainly one of two or three. But first, I want to ask you about the trades. Give me a grade on each guy, on each trade that they brought in.
I went B- on the Mike Williams trade. Not overwhelming. Not one that I'm jumping for joy about. I think that he can fit in maybe better than some of the other guys that were out there. Now, if you would have asked me between Slayton, Thielen, and Williams, I'd probably have him third, but they did at least go out there and make some sort of upgrade, because we like where the offense is at right now. Imagine it with somebody that can at least add an element. And I think with him, given the style that he plays, does he have a ton left in the tank? Probably not, but he might be good for some of the Russell Wilson moon balls that get thrown up there.
I know, but Donnie, let me ask you this. How many moon balls can one man throw? Wouldn't you have preferred a different skill set type of receiver that could offset George Pickens instead of mimic him?
I would have preferred a Slayton or Thielen, yeah. But I'm not going to completely bash it because maybe he has something that he just couldn't unhinge in New York because he was clearly the odd man out. Like, right. He barely got on the field.
Yeah.
So that's a big reason why some of those numbers were down. I like the Preston Smith move a pretty good bit. Like, I think given the capital back there and what the player could be, given what his role will be, he won't be asked to do a ton. I give that one like an A-.
Yeah.
Like, you just keep loading up on an already pretty loaded defense. You now are clear of the fear that we have had to deal with in the past if TJ Watt has to miss a couple of games. Alex Highsmith, who already did miss a couple of games. Nick Herbig, he misses a couple of games. Like, who's that other guy? They now have four dudes that we all feel pretty good about.
What's your major concern about this team as they head into their final nine games?
I still think there's a lot to figure out with how good they truly are. Like, people have been doubting them a lot through this first half of the season. And some, I would say, have fair reason to do so, because they'll point to the schedule in the first half of the season and say, well, it's definitely easier than what they'll have in the second half of the season. So if they keep up the offense the way that it has looked the last few games since Russell Wilson has taken over, then I think we'll get more and more believers as we go. There is also a misinterpretation of some of the teams they have played, because people will just see the teams and say, like, well, that team sucks. The Steelers should score 30-plus points. They point to the Jets and Giants and say that, for instance. The defenses in those cases are not that bad.
I agree with you. They're going to face worse defenses but better offenses in the second half.
Correct. So people will see the Steelers play the Ravens in a couple of weeks, and let's say the Steelers lose that game like 35-31. Well, the offense put up 31 on the Ravens. They always have a good defense. Their defense isn't good.
Not so far.
We all just have that in our minds that their defense is
right.
good, because they have been for the last two decades. But some of the defenses they have played are a lot better than what they've gotten credit for.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in the studio right now. He's going to be with me, as always, for a Donnie Football Friday coming up. Last question, Donnie. Are the Steelers going to win this division?
I would still go with the Ravens.
Yeah, me too. Not by much. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers won it. I think the Ravens are slightly better. Well, tomorrow night should be interesting. And Lamar's banged up. Maybe the Steelers won't have to face the Bengals or Ravens quarterbacks again this year. That's always a bonus.
Yeah, they got awfully lucky with that last season, especially in the Bengals case. They didn't have to face the guy either time. I still would go with the Ravens, though, if I had to bet. The coach, I don't know if I'd say he's better than Mike Tomlin. He's on a similar level to Mike Tomlin. He often outsmarts himself when he faces Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's a pretty damn good coach. The quarterback, pretty similar to that. I mean, he wins like 75% of his games. He is a two-time, on his way to maybe being a three-time MVP of the league. But he crumbles against the Steelers. I just think they're going to be too good against the other teams they play, that even if the Steelers and Ravens split, I think I would go with the Ravens to win the North.
Lastly, Donnie, Jerry Dulac's mailbag had people writing in questions going by the following names: George Thorogood,
Bad to the Bone,
Dr. Cornfetter, Andrew Pony, Bubby Don't Mop Up for Nobody, and Harry Callis. Oh, and George in Washington. Any idea who might have sent in some of those questions?
I think we may know.
Yeah?
He may be taking your seat in about 30 minutes. Not all of them, but I think at least some of them.
George in Washington? Is that a logical guess, perhaps?
I think that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Maybe Dr. Cornfetter.
Dr. Cornfetter. Now, you spell Cornfetter with two D's. I think a lot of people thought it might have been Cornfetter with two T's, as in Tom. I didn't know that Cornfetter spelled his name with D's. Did you?
I haven't seen the original Cornfetter in a while.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
I don't even know if our guy still works here.
Last I knew, he was happily married. Does Cornfetter still work here?
I don't think I've ever met Cornfetter.
Oh.
Yeah, Limits may not have met him.
Yeah, no, I don't think you have, actually. Donnie, thank you, and I'll see you at 10 o'clock on Friday.
We have quiz
shows and predictions. Did you hear there's going to be no limits that day?
I heard a little bit of shuffling to go on.
Jolie Nelson out of the bullpen making a spot start.
I'll be with the morning show on Friday.
What?
Going back to my old roots.
Why are you doing that and not this show?
I was told that there's no Harry Callis, so I'm helping out.
Okay.
I'm helping making it work.
I met Harry's dad on the street the other day. We live on
like
the
Harry?
Same street. Seemed a lot like Harry, yes. Wonderful man. Very proud of Harry.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Joe.
Let's wrap it up with Texts in the City coming up next. You can send your take, whatever it might be, to City Limits here at 412-928-9370. Text our friend.
Send them in. We need some more.
The Limitless. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Give me your best text or two from Text in the City Limits, please.
Yes, one of the best texts that I have just actually came in from Fanny in Butler.
Oh, come on.
It's actually not Fanny in Butler, but that was the next text. Often in trade, you want to get the home run that you hit, but sometimes getting a single at the right time is just as good. Mike Williams is the timely, well-placed single, which will give a few intrigues to the offense, as well as Arthur Smith landing leverage, depth, and diversity to the defense.
Preston Smith, to the defense. Were we looking for a single here? I was looking for a double, at least. I was looking for an extra base hit. So, Rich Cimini from ESPN was on with us saying, this is a compromised player because of the injury. It diminished is the word he used. I'm willing to give him a chance. I'm as curious as anybody else, and I'm willing to allow for the fact that playing in the madhouse that is the Jets could affect anybody, and the quarterback didn't like him as a player. That's problematic. So I guess the most honest way to approach this is grade pending here. Incomplete would be the best grade, but that's sort of a Cabale cop-out, right? His name is Mark Cop-out.
Yeah, and Eddie from Franklin Park points out, you know, when you look at the trade deadline and the moves that are made, are the Steelers a better team than they were just 24 hours ago? I would say probably, right? I mean,
yeah,
they added their wide receiver room.
Yeah, marginally. I think the more important point, is they're a significantly better team than they were last year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. They didn't get worse overnight, that's for sure.
I never felt that that team was a danger to anybody. This team might be. That's what having a real quarterback and a real offensive coordinator will do. Suddenly, you're presenting teams with real problems.
It's the most dangerous thing you can have in all sports.
I don't feel well. What's the next one?
Those were really the two. Those are really the two that most stood out. Maybe Malzi has a text that he'd like to point out.
No, that's not good enough. It's because of the music. Because you don't have the music, it doesn't liven up the thing. I can't say text in the city and not have the music. The whole thing sucks. How do you want to end the show?
However you would like to end it. Somebody else said, what is the excuse for not giving up a fourth for Keenan Allen?
I don't care.
But giving up a fifth for Mike Williams.
I'm not going to spend time delving into fifth round draft picks. They never even draft in the fifth. When's the last time they made a fifth round pick?
When's the last time they made a good fifth round pick?
That's a different question.
It's been a
Their
while.
Last fifth round pick was Isaiah Loudermilk. God almighty. This reminds me of people obsessing over, you know, the Pirates giving up their 19th Dilson best Herrera. Prospect. Yeah, Dilson Herrera.
Alan Hansen.
I don't have time for that. I really don't. Limits. What are you going to do the rest of the day?
I'm not sure. Probably have a good dinner with my dad.
I didn't expect that. I love
that.
My
mom works nights.
There's a lot of time between now and dinner.
Yeah, I'll probably go home and do some other work around the house I got to do.
Like what? Clean your room? What do you mean? That's a very blow-off type of answer. What are you going to do?
I'll probably do some dishes. I don't know. Clean the house? Pop the floor, pay the bills.
You're going to go home at 2:30 and do dishes? What is happening?
What do you want me
here?
To go home and do?
I don't want you to do anything, but I want you to tell me honestly what you're going to do.
That is probably what I'll go home and do.
I think you should go home and work on a book.
A book? On what?
My years with Joe Starkey.
And that would fill up multiple different
actually,
chapters.
Actually, that's part two. Malzi wrote that book.
I'd have to interview Malzi for it.
Malzi, do you remember our years fondly? Mostly? Not answering.
Yes.
They were good years, weren't they?
Emotionally damaging, but I mean, there are worse fates.
I've done that to everybody. Look at Little Limits here. Sometimes I catch him singing to himself.
I've been corrupted.
But like once I got free of the emotional torment that you rain down upon anyone that sits in this chair.
Yes.
I came to appreciate you on a much deeper level.
Your voice sounds better than it did last week.
We were hurting last week, but we're better now.
Good.
I'm still eating a cough drop, though, because one of our listeners just sent us a bunch of those ones that are like breezers that just taste good. They're almost like candy.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll just pop a piece of candy before the show.
That sounds...
Okay. Blue Jays. Let's play ball.
Now someone's trying to DM me.
That's the real emotional damage you inflicted upon me. You have a nice Toronto Blue Jays hat on, and all I can think of are all the weird, random songs you used to sing.
I know, I'm sorry. We have to go. Your show's... End it with Bob's tribute to him, because that had more passion. That's good stuff. We have to go. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High 71 today, cloudy skies. Chris Hoke for an hour tomorrow, breaking down the trade deadline and Steelers Commanders. Good night, Limits.
Good night. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.